Well, Christian, as we look what's happening in the markets, I mean, we have seen a bit of a turnaround in our corn market, but I know it seems like everything I read and people I talk to, they're just comes down to they're worried about this weather. I mean, nobody wants to ever turn rain away, but at one point, it's almost too much. And is it going to take a toll on the markets?
Well, I think it is. I mean, think about, I know you guys are extremely wet and you got some issues in the eastern Corn Belt as well, to where acres more than likely will be shifting. The one thing I keep telling people about this rally in beans and corn is this has almost all come on South America. Some of their problems there, some of their weather, some of their production. Honestly, it hasn't had much impact from U.S. weather. Now you're starting to see the U.S. weather have some impact. So that starts to change the game a little bit. Typically, we're not going to have strong rallies from other markets. But the other thing I like about this rally is the simple fact that, you know, crush margins for beans are extremely high. The ethanol plants are doing extremely well. So the users of our products are really wanting to get their hands on their product. I mean, you look at the market now, nearby beans have a big inverse compared to new crop, and corn is really a flat market. That's a sign of a bullish market that can continue to run. The one that we don't have flat or inverted is the wheat market, but that market's starting to turn around now, and we are starting to hear some weather problems in the U.S. with some rust areas in the eastern kind of Corn Belt area, Indiana. And if you start to run into wheat problems, then corn will change even more dramatically than it already has.
And it's kind of crazy going into a three-day holiday weekend to see markets have this much activity.
It is, yeah. And, you know, and we're seeing some profit taking on the meal, but beans are doing quite well considering, you know, nearby meal is down $7.60. But that's kind of expected. Meal's just been on a rocket ship working higher here. But in general, yeah, things are, I think, hanging in there pretty well. And, yeah, we're seeing higher prices because of it.
Head over to what we're seeing on the livestock side of the trade, this cattle market. Anticipation of some cash. We've seen a nice rally. Is there the hopes, though, out there for demand?
You know, I do believe so. From the retail prices, we're seeing lowest prices in 25 months. And some of the deals that I've seen in this area and other areas is, I mean, you're going to see some pretty nice prices for grilling as long as we have some good weather for it. And, I mean, it's good for grilling. It's good for, I'm hearing that they're saying that this could be the second most traveled Memorial Day weekend on record. So when you hear things like that, you know, every type of meat consumption should go up, not just the grilling meats and whatnot. Yesterday I thought was a big turn in the market. We're down. We made a big turn in the market. Could honestly talk about that being a failure swing at the old lows. In other words, we had contract lows. We got somewhat close to them and turned the market around completely. And today you've just seen a really steady bid under the market. Even though cash has been lower for the week, you're starting to see futures, you know, start to basically see that information and shrug it off and trying to work higher.
What about for the hogs?
Well, hogs have been a seesaw as far as the cutouts go. I mean, you look at Monday up 75, Tuesday down 92, Wednesday up 180, and actually as high as 85.03, and then yesterday down 146. So one day up, one day down on the hogs. We had a big rally yesterday, giving back some of the gains here today. The market has come a little bit better. We still need those weights to come down a little bit, though. We had, you know, like I said, a big rally yesterday. Today is not really telling you much with the inside day. But watch the poultry cutouts because those are slipping a little bit. So, you know, that might hurt any hog rally if the poultry will compete with the pork a little bit. But that's what I'm seeing is, you know, we had our little bounce. Now the market's going to try and decide which way to go from here.